Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 10th of January. I'm your host, Paul White. It is Friday. It's not long form Friday. I don't have anything I'm ready to put up in a long form at this point, but I thought I would start today with a thank you and then with an announcement about an upcoming trip and also to tell you what's coming up this weekend, and then we'll get into the text from 1 Corinthians 15. The thank you is specifically for those who gave at the end of the calendar year. I know a lot of people sort of squeeze a gift in at the end of the year for tax purposes, and we appreciate that so much, and it sort of helps us get off the ground in the new year with all of the things that we need to do with filings and payroll and things, and we're still working on all of that, but thank you so much. The giving was spectacular, above normal for the end of the month, and that really says something. And it also is, I'm thankful because December is not always an easy month with holidays. So that's our thanks to you and our appreciation. I get to say that more to the DDP than any other specific genre of our audience, because I don't really ask for or even thank for via YouTube or via the weekend audio sermons, any of that stuff. So it's usually either Facebook or the podcast where we get to say those things. And I'm going to try to remedy that in 2020 by doing a video from time to time that's an update for my YouTube audience, which there are many who are only YouTubers. So to let them know what's going on and to give my thanks and occasionally let them know where we might need their support. And so much thanks. Appreciate it so very, very much. Here's an announcement. We've had a date put on the calendar for the month of January. It's not a long trip, but it's a new trip, a place that we haven't went to before, and I wanted to make it available for those of you who are in the Augusta, Georgia area. On Saturday, January 25th, I will be doing a home meeting. We usually just call these grace encounters, and we hold them in host homes wherever people contact us and ask if we would do a meeting in their town. A lot of times the best place to start is in their living room, and I've had them in different towns where they go from living room to other rooms. This meeting will be held in a residence, so if you do come to the meeting and you're driving up via the address we give you, you're going to think, wow, this is a house. This is not a church. So yes, it is a private residence, but they have opened this 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, January 25th, for anyone in the area that wants to attend. The address to the meeting is 4769 Silver Lake Drive in Evans, Georgia, and that is in the Augusta, Georgia area, about a 2.5 hour, 2:45 drive from where I am, and I'm excited about going in and meeting the host and his family and his friends and those who've been listening and watching in that area, and then having a public meeting that evening. This is one my wife can attend with me, so it's going to be an exciting weekend. That's the 25th of January. I don't have that's my only travel date on the books so far for January. So Natasha and I are trying to take advantage of that. We've had a good first couple of weeks of the month with Lucas still home from school. By the time this airs, he's actually on his way back to school today when this airs on the 10th. And so that's been great, but life is starting to get a little bit back to normal. I will have some more dates for you coming up as we have some things solid on the books and we have some other things we're working on, and I'll give those to you as we go. Coming up this weekend, I just edited the sermon that we will air on the 12th of January. That's our Sunday drop, both video and audio. This is from One Life Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I did a conference in December for host pastor Peter Swart, and I ministered on the Friday evening service, The Loving Heart of the Father. I walked through Paul's sermon to the Gentiles in Romans 1, and we deal with the wrath of God through the lens of a person who only sees God as creator. And then we watch Paul introduce the Holy Spirit and the love of the Father through the cross. which is released into us and then gives us the right to call him Dad, Abba, Father. And that is a game changer. This is a sermon I don't think you want to miss. It's a little bit, I do some warm up at the top of it, just leading you into it. Give this sermon a half an hour, man. If it doesn't grab you by the 30-minute mark, we're not on the same, we're not in the same vein of thought. And that's not a bad thing. It's just that I think if you're in the vein of thought of looking for the love of the Father, this sermon's going to be a good one for you. That comes up this Sunday on the 12th. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15, we have a few minutes today to talk about why does Paul make the statement in verse 30, and why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? The word jeopardy there, better translated danger. Why do we stand in danger every hour? That his question is a follow-up from the questions of verse 29, which is, what will they do who are baptized for the dead if the dead don't raise, and why then are they baptized for the dead? And as we said, he's not advocating for baptism for the dead, but he's asking a very important question. What's the use of being concerned with where people are after they die if there's no confidence that they're anywhere after they die? And so I think the point Paul's making is we have this common belief that people aren't done when their bodies are done. And so what is it that we are, why am I putting myself in danger if I don't believe there's a reason for it? If death is the finality to where I physically die and then I don't have anything else, then why bother? And this again speaks to what I talked about the last couple of days, that I think it's quite possible that the last enemy put under the feet in 15, 26, 27 of death is the fullness of that Mosaic law. I think it could be yet again Paul speaking of the fact that, look, I am beyond this. I am beyond this kind of death. And I believe that the natural death doesn't hold me back. And that's why I put myself in jeopardy every day. It's why I'm in, he literally says, every hour. 31, I affirm by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. I really think this needs its own podcast because 31, 32 really goes together, and I want to deal with it in that fashion, but I'll say this to cap this off today. When Paul says, I die daily in verse 31, realize that Paul is not telling you that you need to die to self daily. This is not a theological point out of which we derive some Christian discipline of a daily death at the cross. I think the next verse helps explain why that's the case. And so we'll put 31 and 32 together tomorrow, and we'll also find Paul doing something it's common to him to do in ministry that would not make him very popular with some people today, and that is Paul, again, quotes a secular writer, and he doesn't make much of a difference between what that secular writer is saying and what he is saying, and I have been in church circles where that was a serious faux pas when it come to preaching. We'll get into that tomorrow. I'll see you then. Have a great day. God bless.